So this morning, Michael Cohen is back in the news, tweeting about Jared Kushner, folks. And this is the same Jared Kushner who, as we know, is a son-in-law to Donald Trump. His net worth is about $800 million. He just recently purchased this $24 million fixer-upper in Miami Beach. And this is the same Jared Kushner that, according to Michael Bender's new book called Frankly, Jared told RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel he didn't give an F about the Republican Party. I don't give an F about the Republican Party, he said. And he reportedly said this in the lobby of the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C., while having a tense exchange with RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel. And after he said that, she blabbed out, "Good to know, good to know. I'll be running for chair a second term, and I'll make sure you don't come anywhere near any of this." So Michael Cohen, here's his tweet that he's tweeted out earlier today about Jared Kushner. It goes like this. "Interesting how Jared Kushner's name appears to be absent from all the controversy, indictments, and arrest. Is he next to fall or a cooperating witness? Knowing what a snake he is, I bet the latter." Now, what makes his theory interesting is the fact that, like I mentioned, he's got a lot to lose. The Kushners do, and Ivanka. And the indictment against Weisselberg that was just issued, it twice listed an unnamed co-conspirator, which has led to speculation like this, that it may be Jared Kushner. And he's just in a position to cooperate here, folks. Have a listen to this. This is something that Michael Cohen also said back in June. Here's a video that I want you to have a listen to.
"The problem with everybody in the Trump organization is that they all lie. And they will continue, as I did, including with Congress. We all lied in order to protect Donald. The problem, though, is that there are documents that show opposite, that I wasn't the only one that lied in the creation of that document. It was Ivanka and Jared and the lawyers and Sekulow and Cobb and you name it, Abby Law. All of them were involved in the setting up of that information to Congress."
Oh, geez. Okay, folks. I mean, if Jared did have a hand in this, and it's speculation, I get that. If this is true, I mean, obviously lying to Congress would be leveraged to make Jared Kushner cooperate today with the prosecutors. I mean, that's a hell of a serious claim. I mean, lying to Congress is not something that is taken lightly. And extremely problematic for Jared Kushner if this is true. And with all of this, I just can't help but think that with all of this that's coming out, you know, if he is cooperating with prosecutors, all of this information that's coming out, I mean, can you really imagine Donald Trump running for office in 2024 with all of this coming out and continuing to come out? I mean, it could be, if he does continue to run and the Republicans are not smart enough to push him off the dock at that stage and not get him on the 2024 presidential boat, I mean, it could be a washout for them. Now, the first test of that, obviously, is going to be in 2022 when we've got the midterm elections. So let's see where this ends up. I mean, if that turns out to be a wash for Republicans, and it very well could be, I mean, that does not bode well for Donald Trump running in 2024. Till then, folks, thanks for tuning in.